Those working in Cape Breton on land and sea say they are feeling the pinch of high fuel prices. Conrad Neeston of Hank's Farm says that means his customers will probably be paying more this season for produce, baked goods, and flowers.
But it's going to affect farmers, yeah, but it's going to affect the consumer more than anybody else because our prices that we sell product with is according to costs, right? And the price of fuel is going up, and I'm assuming it's going to go up more this summer. But us at farmers, we try to do our best and try to keep our costs down, but we're driven by other costs and fuel costs, and that's going to affect our fertilizer costs, and it's going to affect everything that we do here, right? Fuel runs everything in the world, yet one way or another. So yeah, it's going to affect us, and it's going to affect the consumer mostly, and I don't know where it's going to stop. I hope it stops soon.
Neeston takes inventory of the machinery and supplies needed to run the farm.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tractors that we run, but for me, that's not the biggest cost in our operation. We have 12 greenhouses going, and we do subsidize that heat with wood burning, but we still have oil in all of them for a backup, and it's still going to be an extra cost also. And at the end of the day, wood is going to cost more when I replace it for next year, and it's a continuous cycle, right? It's just a cycle that it just everybody, yeah, it's all going to be a cost, and it's all going to be driven by fuel, and it's all going to come back to the consumer one way or another, I'm thinking.
Neeston says farmers and shoppers can help each other if more people choose to buy local because food at the grocery stores is also getting more expensive.
I'm sure it'll help in some degree because it's going to cost more to get products down from wherever they get them from. Most of them are from away, and it's all going to cost a lot more to get them here. I don't know if all countries have the same effect on fuel as what we're having. I'm assuming most of them do.
However, Neeston says there is an opportunity for families to provide for themselves.
I'm thinking a lot of people are going to grow their own little backyard gardens and stuff, and that's what I'm thinking people might do more.
Meanwhile, the general manager of Victoria Co-op Fisheries believes the high price of fuel means fewer people will be eating lobster and crab this year. Osborne Burke says high fuel prices are affecting many parts of their operation, but shipping is taking the biggest hit.
Yeah, well, we have our own trucking company for hauling our seafood products, whether it be live lobster or processed crab or lobster, to market, whether in the U.S. or within Canada. But we were just crunching the numbers on shipping a load of lobster, typically live lobster, 40,000 pounds, to, say, Boston. We would be incurring an extra $1,200 in fuel costs. So it's adding, 3 cents or so a pound to that live product going down there. And everything that moves, whether U.S. or Canada, the vast majority moves by truck. We backhaul freight for Sobeys and companies like that, that we bring back groceries back into Nova Scotia from the U.S. on a return trip when we're going down with frozen products. With unfortunately for us, with live lobster, we bring down 40,000 pounds. We have to bring our empty lobster crates back, so it's a round trip.
He says that brings up the discussion of when to head out to sea and how it makes sense financially, while it largely comes down to how the U.S. president feels on any given day.
Now, with fishermen, some fishermen have said, maybe they'll consider only fishing every other day versus every day, because cost of fuel is up, cost of bait is up. The orange buffoon, his entire scenario with Iran and the mess in the Middle East right now has impacted everybody worldwide, and prices aren't going to ratchet down real fast unless things settle down. So we have real concerns with it. The harvesters have concerns. We do as producers and everybody else in the chain, in the system. If we're shipping a container of frozen lobster products, say, to Italy, we're probably paying around $3,000 to $3,400 US to ship that container. Now, with the cost of fuel and the ships that are carrying the containers, there's surcharges coming onto that. So everywhere in the system, it's going to have a direct impact.
Burke says the increased cost of shipping will translate into more expensive food, and families will be more likely to avoid seafood, often considered a luxury.
What impact is that going to have, the broader impact on Nova Scotia seafood industry in the coming months, as all these costs add up and the consumer going out is maybe not going to rush to the restaurant and have a feed of lobster or a feed of crab legs? They may be looking for a craft dinner instead.
Burke says the fishery is one of many industries suffering financially because of the U.S. aggression towards the Middle East, not to mention tariffs affecting several countries, including Canada. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.